Buongiorno, buonasera, welcome back to another edition. We're still continuing on with lesson number 9 from freeitalianschool.com. I'm going to go into some of the numbers again. This time we'll go past 100, even though it's not on the handout, I will go over them. So, for example, 100 is 100. So, 102 would be 102. 120 would be 120. 122 would be 122. Now, if you wanted to say 200 would be 200. 222 would be 222. 222. 600, 600. So on and so forth. 1,000 is mille. So mille uno would be 1,001. 1,022 would be 1,022. Now the plural for 1,000 for mille becomes mila. So 2,000 would be 2,000. 3,000 would be 3,000. 4,000. 5,000. 6,000. 6,022 would be 6,022. And then million is milione. 2 milioni would be 2 million. The milione becomes milioni. The E changes to an I for the million. And then miliardo is 1 billion. And miliardi is the plural. 2 miliardi, 3 miliardi would be 3 billion. Anyway, though, that's enough for the cardinal numbers. Now we will get into the ordinal numbers. For example, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, etc. Keep in mind that these will match according to the noun. So the first would be primo ragazzo, for example, first boy, or prima ragazza, first girl. So the O, you use the O or the A depending on the gender. Secondo ragazzo, second boy, or seconda ragazza, second girl. We will go into the masculine just for sake of clarity, but you see how that goes for the future. So, for example, per esempio, terzo would be third, quarto, quinto, sesto, settimo, ottavo, nono, decimo, undicesimo, ventesimo, centesimo. From the 11th and on, you just drop the final vowel of the cardinal number and add esimo. For example, undicesimo, dodicesimo. In the case with the 3, for example, 23 or 33, you keep the E, but you still add the esimo. So it would be ventitresimo, trentatresimo, for example, quarantatresimo, 43rd, so on and so forth. And always remember that the O or the A, the ending, would depend on the noun that you are describing. So for the 7th house would be la settima casa, the 7th house. 12th would be dodicesimo ragazzo, 12th boy, for example. Or 12th house would be undicesima casa. I'm sorry, dodicesima casa would be the 12th. Undicesimo, undicesima is the 11th. Anyway, that's our lesson for today. So come back for the 10th lesson, and we will go over the days of the week. Ciao!